Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. Harris County commissioners on Thursday signaled support for the eminent domain of nearly 9 acres of land for the expansion of the Ben Taub Hospital. Commissioners voted unanimously, directing Harris Health to hold community meetings before they make a final vote on the plan. Commissioner Leslie Briones said the expansion is critical.
We want to save more lives, reduce wait times. So I'm all in, and I'm all in making sure all community voices are heard and that we do this as collaboratively and as creatively as possible.
Officials have cited the current maximum capacity of the hospital and aging infrastructure as reasons the expansion is needed. Ben Taub is one of only 2 level 1 trauma hospitals in the region. President Trump says China will resume purchase of soybeans from the U.S. as the two sides work out a trade deal. News 88.7's Rob Salinas says the deal would be a welcome relief for Texas farmers.
Texas is not one of the big soybean producers in the country, but it is still facing the same problems. With the Chinese market cut off, farmers have turned to Mexico to unload their product with limited success.
Congestion in Mexico, rail congestions, pricing. It has not been successful shipping beans into Mexico thus far this year.
Brett Mock owns the Victoria Calhoun Grain Company in Placidio. He says the soybean harvest in the United States was strong this year, but with no export market, they're just piling up.
They're sitting in my storage tanks.
Texas farmers are facing economic strain because of rising production costs and low commodity prices. The Trump administration has hinted at a bailout while trade negotiations continue. I'm Rob Salinas, News 88.7.
Tens of thousands of children in the Houston area are at risk of being deported. That's according to new analysis from the Migration Policy Institute, a Washington, D.C.-based think tank. The report suggests that roughly 70,000 school-aged children in Fort Bend, Harris, and Montgomery counties don't have legal status. Around 2 million Texas residents are considered undocumented. It's 72 degrees right now on the University of Houston campus. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.
Support for